On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Mica homeowners continue in limbo, with one calling on Donegal County Council to speed up the application process. The council, meanwhile, has confirmed that it is examining all funding options to address flooding issues in Glenswilly. An emergency medical consultant at Donegalvin Hospital in Derry says the emergency department is in dire straits. And vandalism at the new Greenway in Mough has been branded as an act of mindless, wanton destruction. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First news this evening, Mica homeowners continue in limbo, with one calling on Donegal County Council to speed up the application process. Sharon, who lives in Inishowen, says due to the deteriorating state of her home, her son was forced to sleep on a mattress in their front room and they are terrified to use electric in the house. She is currently at stage one of the Mica scheme and is not yet entitled to funds for emergency repairs. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Sharon feels there is no light at the end of the tunnel.
You wake up every day and you think, oh my goodness, and or you go out somewhere and you come back and you think, is there another bit of plaster off? Or, you know, is my back door going to shut, you know, today? Or when is that back door going to stop closing? Mm. You know, when is there going to be a huge hole in the back of the house? You know, it's
when
just...
When are you going to get your home back?
When are we going to do this?
When are you going to be able to open the door of a home that you've worked really, really hard and to have?
I think every time somebody comes, we had Sinn Féin councillors came. Every time you have somebody to the house, you think, oh, that's great. You know, maybe something. And I'm speaking on behalf of everybody in this situation, you know, that we can all get sorted. You get kind of like, oh, let's hope it's, you know, tomorrow that we can get through the scheme. And it's not. And, you know, I feel a lot of people and myself and my husband, we've kind of given up. We really are, because we've no other options at all.
There's no light at the end of the tunnel, and this is not about option this and option that, and our foundations included. And I mean, that's all really, really important stuff. Do not get me wrong. I'm not in any. This is literally about having somewhere safe to live for this
winter. Safe to live and trying to get on this, moving on this scheme. It's just disheartening. I can't even phone the council anymore because I'm so upset with them and so distraught that they just seem to. Can't move anybody on. It's so unfair.
Meanwhile, a Donegal deputy has hit out at the government for failing to hold anyone responsible for the concrete block scandal, as he claims quarries are continuing to produce defective blocks. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin was speaking in the Dáil last night during a motion calling for the 10% concrete levy to be scrapped. He says it's shocking that the government has not held anyone to account.
Banks, who are the mortgage lenders, whose assets would be reduced to zero with houses that are impacted by defective blocks, would have their assets restored to full market value with the help of the state. And the bank were not being asked to play any role in any of that. But worse than that, they weren't making a financial contribution. They have not assisted families to restructure their loans or to even write down debt. And actually, the role of the banks, I can only speak of authority about my home county of Donegal, is absolutely shameful. Right up to this moment that I speak, families who need help from their banks to navigate this crisis, to rebuild their lives, haven't been helped. Yet you are not proposing a levy on the banking sector to assist with this crisis. You're not even asking them to help the families who are affected, based on a recent response I got from the Minister for Housing. That's just shocking. Shocking. But then it gets even worse, because we're in the committee in July and we're listening to evidence from the experts in terms of the legislation the government was bringing through. And we learn from them that right now there are quarries continuing to manufacture defective concrete blocks. You know, even as we speak and you talk about the billions it will cost a taxpayer and everything that has to be done, you're still allowing quarries to manufacture defective concrete blocks. No accountability, no contribution, and it still goes on today.
Donegal County Council has confirmed that it is examining all funding options to address flooding issues in Glen Swilly. The area has been severely impacted during recent spells of heavy rain. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly, this week called for an emergency meeting to discuss the ongoing issue. An emergency medical consultant at Altnagalvin Hospital in Derry says the emergency department is in dire straits. Yesterday, 110 people were in the ED, with 45 awaiting admission, while four ambulances were backed up at the hospital. In a social media post, emergency medical consultant Sandy Nelson appealed to people to do anything to help ease the pressure.
I'm in the emergency department at the moment. It's the 4th of October. It's midday. We have 110 patients in the department. I've got 45 people waiting a bed in the hospital. I've got four ambulances awaiting offload, which means they can't get out into the community to come and see the emergencies. There are just patients everywhere, and we are struggling. If you can do anything to help us, it would be greatly appreciated. Be that coming to pick up your relatives that are due discharge as early as possible, or saving the emergency department for absolute emergencies. We are really in dire straits, and I'm asking for your help at this time.
A Donegal deputy says he has been inundated with calls from people who are close to the income threshold for social housing. They are concerned they're going to be kicked off the list. Deputy Thomas Pringle raised the issue in the Dáil during a debate about the Housing for All plan, which he claims is failing. He explained that Donegal County Council has a target of 878 housing units by 2026, but the realistic output will be around 30% short of that figure due to the lack of funding for land purchases. Deputy Pringle questioned whether the government is using the new income threshold for social housing as a way to shorten the waiting list and claim it as a policy victory.
At a recent meeting with Donegal County Council, we were told that while they have a target of 878 housing units by 2026, the realistic output will leave them around 30% short of this figure. They are hamstrung by the inability to fund appropriate land purchases. The last Housing for All quarterly report noted that in Donegal, since its inception, approved housing bodies have had no funding whatsoever approved. I raise the issue of the financial matrix that is constraining approved housing bodies in rural counties such as Donegal with the Taoiseach in March of this year. Nothing has been done. Since the budget last week, I've been inundated with calls from across the constituency, from those near the income threshold for social housing, asking where they're going to be kicked off the list. Did you even consider this at all during your budget preparations? Or were you hoping that it would be missed and that you get to skim another raft of people off the list and claim it as a policy victory? Because if you shorten the list, surely you're having success in providing housing. You increased the thresholds of only 5 of 31 local authorities last month, and there wasn't rhyme or reason as to how this decision was arrived at. You don't know the true scale of this crisis because you don't want to know, I believe. And all the fancy infographics in the world won't change that. And the reality is that if you increase the social welfare figures, the amount of people are getting, you're going to throw them off the list, or are you going to actually change? And maybe you should announce that now, that say that people won't be removed from the list, because unfortunately, I believe it will be, and that'll be a success as far as you're concerned. Thanks.
Gardaí have launched an investigation after a man was stabbed to death at a funeral in Kerry today. It happened at a cemetery in Tralee this morning. A woman was also seriously injured during the incident. Irish Times reporter Barry Roach says the funeral was for a young mother who passed away on Sunday.
It happened, as I say, at a funeral, and Gardaí have begun an investigation. They've requested service in the state pathologist's office. So post-mortem will take place at Kerry General. And they've also begun taking witness statements from those who were at the funeral. It's the funeral of a young mother who passed away on October 2nd.
The government needs to petition the European Commission to relax state aid rules to help regional airports like Donegal and Knock to develop and expand. That's the call from Midlands Northwest MEP Chris McManus. He was speaking in the European Parliament, where MEPs are voting this week on whether to keep some pandemic era exceptions for the aviation sector. But Mr. McManus says those rules only benefit bigger airports. He's urging the EU that rules need to be changed to allow more state aid to be forthcoming for regional airports.
There seems, and I know from representing and meeting management in regional airports in the west of Ireland, there seems that sense of less disregard within the European Union in regards to those regional and community airports. They're in a very pivotal position if we look after and nurture them to ensure that our regions grow in a similar and greater way to the larger metropolitan areas. So in the Midlands Northwest, that would mean, you know, that the likes of Donegal and Knock Airport feel that you know, and quite understandably, that they're given a short shrift in that regards. So I think it's very important for not only the EU but also the Irish government to step up and it's very important, and it's important for a number of reasons that we look after our regional airports like Donegal and Knock. First and foremost, it addresses regional imbalance.
Donegal County Council is undertaking a review of speed limits on public roads and in social housing estates across the county. A number of drop-in events are being held over the coming weeks, where details of proposed changes to current speed limit bylaws will be available. The local authority says a further consultation period will take place later in the year. A list of the drop-in events is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Vandalism at the new Greenway in Moff has been branded as an act of mindless, wanton destruction. 8 bilingual signposts which described the species of plants and trees planted along the route were pulled from the ground and left damaged. The incident is believed to have occurred on Sunday night. The signposts had been put in place by a voluntary group. Councillor Terry Crossan says vandalism is extremely disappointing and senseless.
The posts have now been reinstated through the great efforts of the local people who actually initiated the project, and they deserve great praise for the very quick turnover of having these posts reinstated. And if you went down there now, you would never even think that anything that had even happened. But my concern is this was not the work of children. You know, it had to be someone who had the physical strength to actually pull concreted posts out of the ground. You know, and it makes absolutely no sense at all. I would encourage anybody who has any information at all of any kind to get in contact with Ingardy.
Because this is a community organisation that put these in place, and people here are trying to enhance the area, it's even more disappointing then that something like this would happen.
Yes, absolutely. And as I pointed out earlier, it made no sense. There was no possible gain in it for anybody. It was just pure wanton destruction.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with some horse racing news. Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall notched up his 44th win of the year today. That was in Navan. It's also his 41st in the apprentice jockey standings. He won on 3-1 favourite Rough Diamond by half a length for trainer Eddie Lynham. The victory edges him closer to a second successive apprentice title with a 21s cushion over his nearest challenger, Jake Conan, as we head into the final weeks of the season. In boxing, there's big news cross-channel in England. Promoter Eddie Hearn is seeking a court injunction to allow Saturday's clash of Chris Eubank Jr. and Conor Benn to go ahead. This will also have implications for Derry fighter Conor Coyle. The British Boxing Board of Control insists the fight should be called off after Benn failed a drugs test. Benn tested positive for clomiphene, a women's fertility drug, which can increase testosterone production if taken on a daily basis by men. Matchroom say Benn has not been suspended and is free to fight Eubank in London as his B sample is yet to be tested. But British boxing's governing body has issued a statement that places the all-British fight in doubt. The board said its decision not to sanction the fight was communicated to the boxers and promoters on Wednesday morning, stating the fight is prohibited and not in the interests of boxing. Darius Conor Coyle, of course, is fighting on the same bill in Wembley on Saturday. He will go up against Felix Cash. Well, he is due to go up against Felix Cash. Both fighters are unbeaten and they're going to battle it out for the WBA Intercontinental Middleweight title. That is all depends on whether the actual show goes ahead, because if the Ben Eubank Jr. fight gets called off, the entire show is going to be called off at Wembley. Moving on now to football, and Celtic are in Germany seeking a first win in Group F of the Champions League this evening. The Scottish champions take on RB Leipzig from 5:45. They have named manager Ange Postecoglou has named an unchanged 11 for the game tonight. The opponents, of course, are also winless in the campaign. Postecoglou says his Celtic team need to start turning good performances into results.
It's just about keep performing at this level, and if you keep performing, you give yourself a chance to win games of football. You know, you can't sort of just expect that because you're performing at a certain level, the victories will come. You know, all you can do is be prepared to take on the challenge ahead.
Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says they won't be taking Copenhagen for granted in the Champions League this evening. The Danish club visit the Etihad with just a single point in Group G. City, they've 2-1 so far and go into the game off the back of a 6-3 win over Manchester United in the Premier League derby last weekend. Guardiola is insisting they're fully focused on the challenge that lies ahead tonight.
When I face these type of teams for North Europe, obviously they're really, really good, well-organised. And you have to be careful because a lot of words, and you have to come back to the reality and put our effort to try to win an important game. We were able to make 9 points in 3 games. We'll be so close.
Kickoff there is at 8 o'clock tonight. At the same time in Group F, Stamford Bridge is the venue for Chelsea's meeting with AC Milan. Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag has confirmed that Harry Maguire, Raphael Varane, Donny van de Beek and Aaron Wan-Bissaka are all injured and they've been ruled out of Thursday's Europa League match with Omonia Nicosia. In the English Championship tonight, Matt Taylor begins his reign as Rotherham manager when they host Millwall. Middlesbrough, who sacked manager Chris Wilder on Monday, take on Birmingham, while Hull face Wigan. And Slaven Bilic will be hoping to make it 2-1 and 2 in charge of Watford. They host Swansea. Stoke will also travel to Burnley, and Preston take on West Brom. Well, in the Ulster Senior League Cup tonight, there's one game down at McGinn Park in Buncrana. Cockhill Celtic playing Finn Harps under 21s, and that one's due to kick off at 7:30 this evening. Finally, just on to rugby. It's half time in the second game of Emerging Ireland's Tour of South Africa. At half time, they're leading the Pumas by 21 points to 12. Shay Mullins, James Collan, and Jake Flannery all scored the tries for Ireland in the opening half there. That's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the HSE has confirmed it's investigating 3 confirmed cases of bacterial meningitis, 2 of which were fatal. One more report is not confirmed, but has been classed as a possible case of the disease. 3 of the patients are young adults and the other is a child under 10 years old. All are from different areas of Ireland with no links. Donegal GP Dr. Dennis McCauley says public health teams are now working through close contacts to check them for the illness.
It is serious for the people involved and for the people who have been living with them in recent times. The people involved who have the bacterial infection, unless it is treated urgently, it can cause very serious complications and death. Naturally, there's a concern about the people who've been living with them and their classmates and so forth. The Public Health Service will interview and assess that situation.
Investigations are continuing into an arson attack on a house in Derry. A woman was inside the property in the Band Drive area when the blaze broke out at around 1:25 a.m. today. She managed to escape and was left uninjured. How the fire started and the motive for it remains under examination. Police are appealing to anyone with any information to contact them. COVID hospitalisations have increased by 75% in the past 3 weeks. The new chief medical officer says every additional COVID patient adds strain to the hospital system as it heads into what's expected to be an extremely busy period. The majority of admissions are in people over the age of 60, with the Department of Health reminding people to get a top-up job if they need one. Professor Breda Smith says hospitals need to be protected this winter.
Hospitalizations have increased by 75% in the past 3 weeks. Currently, there are 60 admissions per day. That's over the 7-day average with COVID-19. Now, that doesn't mean to say that they're all for COVID-19, but it does put a burden on our hospital system.
With an eye heavy showers this evening, some of hail with a chance of thunder, but the showers will become isolated through the evening and the winds will moderate a little. Lowest temperatures tonight of 7 to 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, Mica homeowners continue in limbo with one calling on Donegal County Council to speed up the application process. Sharon, who lives in Inishowen, says due to the deteriorating state of her home, her son was forced to sleep on a mattress in their front room and they are terrified to use electric in the house. Donegal County Council has confirmed that it is examining all funding options to address flooding issues in Glenswilly. The area has been severely impacted during recent spells of heavy rain. An emergency medical consultant at Alt McGalvin Hospital in Derry says the emergency department is in dire straits. Yesterday, 110 people were in the ED, with 45 awaiting admission, while four ambulances were backed up at the hospital. And Donegal County Council is undertaking a review of speed limits on public roads and in social housing estates across the county. A number of drop-in events are being held over the coming weeks, where details of proposed changes to current speed limit bylaws will be available. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, October the 5th. The death has occurred of Sadie Crawford, née Irwin, 611 Liscooley Villas, Castlefin. Funeral from her late home on Friday afternoon at 20 past 12 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killygordon. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Churchyard, Castlefin. The house is strictly private. The death has occurred of Seamus Quigley, 82, Ardmacool, Stranorler. Remains reposing at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving his home on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. each day and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Mary Grant, Mahara Beg, Burnfoot. Remains reposing at her residence. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or McLaughlin's funeral directors. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Paddy McNamee, 22, St Bridget's Crescent, Drumkeen. Paddy's remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 11:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, for 12 noon funeral mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Mary Ann Gillespie, the Line Road, Carrick, Donegal, arriving at her son Shane's house in Carrick for 6 o'clock this evening, travelling via Killybegs. Removal to St Columba's Church, Carrick, on Friday for funeral mass at 12 noon, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Jerry Galway, Strathmarchin, Derry Beg, originally from Belfast. Remains reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 8 o'clock. House private from 9 p.m. until 11 a.m. Funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Brian Doohan, Brian John Doe, Forest Road, Ballybose, Fulcara, and formerly of Maharorty, Gortahorg. His remains are reposing at Sweeney Funeral Directors, Ballybose, Fulcara, with rosary tonight at 8 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Finan's Church, Fallcarragh, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv or Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.